Hi guys, welcome back to Downstream with DVTV. I'm Kevin. There's Alton.
Hello, and, hello.
Jonathan.
Hello.
So, Alton, off the podcast, you were telling me about a movie that you saw recently?
Yeah, so recently I saw the movie Now You See Me Too. It's not like a new movie. It came out 2016, so it's newer than most movies, but it's not super new. I watched it on Amazon Prime Video. Obviously, you need a subscription, you need to sign in, all that. You can watch it on Apple TV as well. But I really liked the movie because it was very, like, an adventure crime type of movie. Mm-hmm. Because they, like, the movie takes place, like, sometimes it takes place, like, half the movie takes place in Moscow. And then they go to Tokyo, end the movie. Final scenes are in Tokyo. It's pretty cool. And Tokyo is just honestly a really cool city.
Mm-hmm. So they travel all around the world.
Right. It's kind of like what the movie, not what the movie is, but, like, it's all about, like, that adventure type, you know.
The adventure. It's like an adventure movie?
Right, right.
Okay.
The actors in this movie are amazing.
Who acts in it?
They're also, like, yeah, it's kind of like, they're kind of known, too, a few known actors. Jesse Eisenberg, who's the voice of Blue in Rio.
Oh.
He's kind of known for that, like, having that type of voice, you know. Uh-huh. Also in this movie is Dave Franco. I think he plays in 21 Jump Street.
I think it might be.
And he's pretty cool. I swear he's in other movies, but I can't think of it right now. Another actor in this movie is Mark Ruffalo, who is Bruce Banner
From Avengers. The Avengers.
Yeah,
from the Avengers. Avengers.
Yeah. Lizzie Kaplan's in this movie. I haven't seen other movies I'm not really sure. But bro, guess who else is in this movie? Morgan Freeman, bro.
Morgan
Freeman's in this movie, bro.
And himself?
His role in the movie is just amazing, bro. Really? His iconic voice, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But before I get more in depth, I'm gonna play this real quick snippet on the movie. It's basically Morgan Freeman talking with his iconic voice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he basically explains what this movie is kinda, so I'm gonna just play it real quick.
The eye. It may not lie, but don't think for a moment that it can't be lied to. Seeing is believing, but is it truth? People see the horsemen as noble Robin Hoods. Are they? Or are they common thieves? Depends on your point of view. Here's what you know. They robbed a bank in Paris from a stage in Las Vegas. They fleeced an insurance magnate of hundreds of millions of dollars and disappeared from a roof in New York, always showering their devoted fans with money. Here's what you don't know. They left one man behind, framed, holding the bag. Me.
And that's pretty much a little snippet from the movie. That's at the beginning of Now You See Me Too. And he basically talks about the four horsemen, which are basically four magicians that, like, rob banks and, like, expose people for, like, bad stuff that they've done. Mm-hmm. But when the magicians rob the banks, they give it to the people. So basically the banks, like, basically banks that take money from people.
Uh-huh.
You know? So they rob but for a good cause, uh-huh. And they expose people for a good cause. And he was saying, like at the beginning, he was saying, seeing is believing, which is basically like how magicians fool you a lot and stuff like that. And that's kind of what this whole movie's about. It's kind of like a mind game.
Playing with your perception.
Exactly. Yeah. Playing with your perception. Like this kind of movie is the movie that like, they want you to think one thing and then actually it's another thing that you were thinking, but it's actually not that thing you were thinking.
So like a triple plot twist.
Right, yeah. It's kind of, okay. And then it's like the movie, at the end of the movie, it's like this big final reveal that you had no idea.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that.
What do you think the type of audience that should watch this movie?
I think if you're really into crime type of movies or like investigating crime type of movies, because the four horsemen are basically like, they're trying to get caught by the FBI. The FBI is trying to, a lot of this movie is the FBI trying to find out who the horseman is and why are they doing all these things and stuff. Mm-hmm. And also if you're really like adventures, obviously what I was saying at the beginning, like it's a good movie if you like adventures. And the director did a really good job. The director is John Chu. He's a really good director. directed other few movies that I really like. But yeah, I think it's really worth it. It's really like interesting. It's not like a movie you're gonna get bored. It's not like a movie that has like a lot of like fillers type stuff. It is a lot of action too with that as well. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Morgan Freeman is a great actor. And yeah, I don't know, just overall just a good movie. Mm-hmm. So Kevin, kind of music, like, you were also talking to me off podcast about like this artist that you really liked.
Really cool artist. His name is King Cruel. He's from the UK.
Wait, what's his name?
King Cruel.
King Cruel. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like a king, like a monarch.
Right.
He's really cool. I've been listening to this one album. It's called "You Heat Me Up and You Cool Me Down."
Okay, is this like a newer album?
No, it released in 2021. Okay, but it's basically a collection of all his music that he's done like at a concert. So he recorded his live performances.
Okay,
and he put it all collectively into an album.
Okay,
I've just been listening to a bunch of those. They're really good. It's more relaxing. It's more way more indie. That's his genre. He's mostly like an indie music creator. But yeah, I think it's really worth my time. Worth my time of listening to like more relaxing music, like late night drive type of music.
Okay.
If you understand, like,
right.
If I play a snippet, like I'm going to, it's you'll understand like what I mean.
Okay.
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted.
Yeah, as I was saying.
Is he kind of like an upcoming artist, or like, because I haven't heard of him. Is he more like underground? Because you said that album came in 2021.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like more new type of artist.
He's been releasing music for a while.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, I feel like he's getting a lot more popular more recently.
So he's more like upcoming.
He's more. He's been in it for a while. I mean, his first releases date back to 2011.
Okay.
So he's definitely been at it for a while, but now he's getting, I think, the fame that he deserves after releasing music for so long.
Okay, yeah, and that little snippet that you played, it was, like, very, like, I'm thinking, like, late night vibe type of drive, you know, calming. Like, I can listen to that while I, like, doing my homework, stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds very old-timey, so, like, if you listen to the type of music that would...
Yeah, very slow.
You would hear it in the 90s.
Yeah.
It has that type of vibe to it.
Yeah. It's mostly, you can listen to it, like, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to it on, like, Spotify, Apple Music. It's basically anywhere you can find music or any type of videos you can find. It's, like, on YouTube. He does a lot of his live shows. He puts them up on YouTube as well.
Okay.
But he has a really nice voice. Okay. That's what I feel like he's well-known for.
Is he like your favorite? Like, is he top one or?
Ooh, I wouldn't
top
say
top three, maybe.
Maybe like top 10 at most. I would rate him at like.
Because you do listen to a lot of music.
I do listen to a lot of music, and there's like way too many like name as a top.
Too many. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He seems like I'd like him.
Yeah.
He seems pretty
chill.
Yeah.
So also, Jonathan, you were talking to me about like any interesting like games you've been like. Keeping on your radar or anything?
Oh, yes, definitely. One of the games I've been looking at recently was Minecraft Legends, if you've ever played Minecraft before, which I'm sure you
I'm
have.
Sure everyone's yeah, played
I'm sure
Minecraft.
Everyone has heard
that
Minecraft.
That mobile Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Yeah, back in, like, used to play, oh, my God,
play 2010. Middle school, yeah. Oh
yeah, playing God. That on, like, the iPhone 5 or even whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're interested in, like, more story-driven games, and they're making another Minecraft, like, not exactly story mode, but it's a story-driven Minecraft spinoff.
Okay.
Especially if you've ever played, like, Minecraft Dungeons. Like, it's very similar in essence to that game, where it's more like a third-person RPG-style game. And it's coming out to most consoles, so if you play on, like, a Switch or any PlayStation or Xbox, or even if you have PC, you can...
So not mobile.
Yeah, unfortunately, not mobile. They don't release it for mobile.
Okay.
But since it is a spinoff, I'm sure you can acquire it pretty easily. The game is coming out on this April in 2023. Mm-hmm. And it was announced by, I think, the Microsoft Developer Direct. So if you're watching that stream, they talked about multiple games. And I'm pretty sure it had its own segment on there. I think it was the third game on it. And they showed its trailer, which you can find on YouTube if you just search up Minecraft Legends trailer. Okay. Mm-hmm. From the looks of it, it seems like a game where you can gather, like, a group of like mobs from the world, and you can gather them as it turns out to be like allies, and you could use them to fight the horde, which is in this game is described as the enemies or the villains of it is
okay.
The main antagonists or the piglins. So if you ever played
piglins?
Yes, the piglins. It's like it's kind of like the illagers, I think it's called.
Okay.
Uh-huh. For the Nether. So.
Oh, those like the pigs with the swords.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the way it works is that in the Minecraft universe, it takes place from their invasion from the Nether. So they're spreading out from the Nether and into the overworld, uh-huh. And a great hero, which is the player, has to take up the
fight them back.
Yeah. Take up their mission to gather like the mobs of the overworld and take back the home.
Uh-huh.
And they say that it doesn't exactly like it's not exactly canon or anything because it says it is neither fact or fiction.
It's not really what?
It's neither fact or fiction.
Oh, okay.
It's more like a tale, which is I could assume why it's named Minecraft Legends. And it looks like you can also play multiplayer in it. So if you have friends interested in Minecraft and if your group of friends want to play like this game together, I'm sure you can. And yeah,
like how many people can play at a time?
It looks like you can have up to 4 people playing it. So I think it's the same as Minecraft Dungeons.
Uh-huh.
And since it's a very story-driven game, it looks like an open-world RPG-style game.
Is Minecraft Dungeons the one that you're able to like? Was it on Netflix?
There was
one on Netflix where you can like. Like, you have options to pick from?
No, that's Minecraft Story Mode.
Oh, that's Story Mode. Okay.
Story Mode is, like, primarily story-driven.
I see. Okay.
Legends, story is, like, it's still a main part of the game, but it takes more of a backseat. Because, like, I think it's, like, if you play an open-world game, like, I think Elden Ring, it's kind of similar in essence to that game. Okay. It's, like, an open-world RPG-style game. And... yeah, it comes out on April of 2023, so if you're looking forward to playing this, then you can mark that down on your calendar.
No, I'm definitely getting that for my birthday.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you all for the recommendations. This has been Downstream with DVTV. This is Alton, Jonathan, and Kevin signing off. All right.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye,
guys.
Later.